is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cross.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
Acts chapter 6. Verse 1. I want us to start considering the purposes in the purpose of prayer. So I will rather title this the purposes of prayer now. But in our introduction, we consider the fact that if you consider the matter of prayer from God's point of view, is achieving one thing. But you need to understand that we are on this earth. And because we are on this earth, there has to be two perspectives. In fact, the intention of God is to always have two perspectives. At the instance of creating the earth, we already have developed the possibility of two perspectives. And the labors of God from that moment onwards is to make sure that the view of heaven and the view of earth is always one. Is it not true? That will be done on earth as it is what? That will be done on earth as it is what? That will be done on earth as it is what? So that means the view. There is a view that heaven has, and the duty of the people that represent God upon the face of the earth is to insist that the way it is done in heaven, let it be done that way, what? On earth. That will mean that the two rivers have become one. But in distinct consideration, it is clearly obvious that there is a heavenly perception of matters and there is an earthly perception of matters. That is critically the disparity between things. And as much as God has ordained it to be so, the fall of man has given this out as an advantage to Satan. Are you getting the point now? So it means that Satan can now borrow this world and this earth as his operational base, being that man has fallen and willed this thing to him. His utterance at the temptation of Jesus is a little bit of a revelation of what he has capacity to do. Is it not true? He said, bow down to me. What will I do? Show me. Let's see Matthew chapter 4. That's not where I'm going, but just for you to refresh your mind. And the devil taketh him up into an exceeding mountain and sheweth him what? All the kingdoms of what? Let's read from that sheweth him. And one, two, ready, go, what?
And sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them.
No, stay in verse 8. So, the scripture is revealing here that there is the kingdoms of this world and there is the glory of this world. And that doesn't mean that God originally ordained it to be at the power of Satan. By power, I mean authority. God ordained it that this world, remember, God is the one that created the world. Is it not true? How do you know? Where is it? Show me Hebrews chapter 1. Sorry I'm doing this, but I have to give you enough scriptures to convince you before we journey. Hebrews 1:1, be fast. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things. Let's read the last phrase together. One, two, ready, go.
By whom also he made the worlds.
So the scripture said, by whom also he made the worlds. Even though the consideration of the scripture in the world in the WORD world. WORLD. The consideration is mostly in two contexts. So one of the contexts is the word called cosmos, and in the second context is the one called aeon, or what we call ages. Are you with me so far? But in both contexts, in both situations, it is still God by Christ that created the cosmos and created the aeons. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
The manipulation of Satan to reveal his own project is in the fact that he hijacked this world. Are you with me, Mbanefu? Pay attention. So he hijacked this world. And because this world is not a normal world, God created it as a mirror image of heaven. Are you following me? That means Satan can display. Are you getting how it has become a critical matter? Satan can display as God displayed. So in a sense, that his desire has been fulfilled. He said, I want to set my throne to the size of the north, and I will be like what? I didn't hear you. I will be like the what? He didn't say he wants to replace the Most High. He just wants to have the same kind of honor and the kind of presidency. Are you getting the point? And for him to achieve that, he will have to have his own territory. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
The scripture confirming this in the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4. Show me Genesis chapter 2 verse 4. These are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. This properly reads, if you want to understand what this means, there is no need to write generations of the heavens. So, let's properly put the English language in context. The scripture is simply saying here, this is how God generated the earth from the heaven. Are you getting the point now? In the day that God generated the earth from where? The heavens. So it means that on earth, God is trying to mirror the heavens. Let me say it again. On earth, what is God trying to do? On earth, what is God trying to do? So what God did is to create all this and factor in all contexts, everything that reveals him. And the book, Bible in the book of Romans chapter 1 said something as deep and as almost hard to explain as the eternal power and Godhead was also revealed in creation. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
The fact that the earth has that ability, that the cosmos has the ability to mirror the possibilities of heaven, means that the potentials that are locked up in it is of immense capacity. Am I correct? You are not following yet. You don't even know the magnitude of what I said. God ordained the earth to become the physical representation of what the heaven captures. Because when you hear the heavens in the context of the scripture, it is beyond the heavens that you are looking up at all. It is, first of all, speaking about the invisible dimension of things. And when you hear the earth, it goes beyond the ground that we are touching. It is speaking, first of all, about the visible dimension of things. Are you getting the point? Yeah, so there are the heavens that is up, the visible dimension. But there is the scripture in this creative context. The visible is generated from the invisible. Let me say it again. The visible. They were generated from what? The invisible. The earth is generated from the heaven. So, the son of a lion should be a lion. Is it not true? So if the earth is generated from the heavens, it means to a great extent in this physical world, this our earth carries the potential to execute purposes as heaven had the potential to execute the purposes of God. You now know why there is battle on this earth. Are you following me now? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So Satan, God handed that key to man. Satan tricked man and collected it. So that's why we are in a labor now. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So God is still in the project of recovering all this. But his original purpose is in man. Because if his purpose was not in man, there is no possibility of losing the earth. It means that the overseering capacity was willed to man. The scripture testifying on that matter said that the heaven of the heaven is what? But the earth he has what? Given to the children of men, the sons of men. So Satan, that's why Satan is coming for you. He is coming for you not because of you. He is coming for you to get to God. Is it not easy? If God willed something to you and decided to do it through you, if you are angry with this guy, and this guy is this guy's son, and you can't get to this guy, but you can get to this guy, what will you do? It's to move to the guy you can get to. And as long as you can get to this guy will not be comfortable. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So when you consider the matter of prayer, you look at it from up as God superimposing his influence upon the face of the earth. And in that context, it is only one thing that God wants to do. But we have to consider the fact that you also need to view prayer from earth, considering many things. That first, that the perspective of heaven is consistent with how things are there. Are you getting the point? If somebody is calling you from the US, he will tell you, maybe it's a video call, maybe whatever kind of call, maybe one of these Western countries. You have done some of these things with people abroad. You have done some of this call with some of these guys abroad. They speak to you as if we have light all the time. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Is it their fault?
No.
That's how heaven speaks too. Have you not noticed that if God meets you, if you are Gideon, he will say, "Thou mighty man of valor." He doesn't consider the fact that you are the least in your family. Are you getting the point?
Yes,
is the one speaking, is he lying?
No.
It's just that he didn't want to recognize your weakness because it will make him a liar. From where they are looking from, this is the only thing they can see from that place. They don't understand the fact. Somebody, a man of God, told a story of two sisters that were in campus. They suddenly became roommates. This is many, many years ago when it is quite very nice for you to live in hostels like that of UNN. Everything is there. Brother, everything is so nice and they are there. And roommates is not six. And therefore, squatters, six, it will now become 12. And all that. And all that. So, maybe two roommates. Two of you will now. So one of them came from a very rich man. The father is a millionaire. Came and met another person that didn't come from a rich home. One day, the one that came from a rich home was hungry and asked the other one for food. The other one gave him soup. The rich one put his hand like this to take meat. Say, no meat. The rich man, Peking, now said, is it possible to call something a soup without meat? Will you blame the lady? From the realm she's operating with, there is nothing like, it is not yet soup until it has what? But from where we are coming from, if you have crayfish oil, salt, maggie, is it not complete? You do magic. If you ever stumble on a vegetable, it's complete. This is the one Chibike is doing for brother. Bitter herbs. If you ask him, he will tell you that it is healthy. Bitter herbs. Hey. Amen. Especially the brothers. You people can survive anything. No? I'm telling you. I heard that it's just that he went to do some things about school. I heard that when Ikea appeared, he became a savior. It was like a savior sent from heaven. His name is Ikea. Oh, you people renamed him Ikechukwu. Now, the thing is that if you give any money you give him, he will do magic and bring out stuff. But I'm sure that meat is not in it. So when the young lady is saying, is there food without meat? Will you blame her? She's speaking from her realm. That's how they speak from heaven. The only thing God is remembering about you is the originality of the template and ordination he sent to earth. That's the only way he can define you. And that's why many times, for heaven to begin to reckon with what you are doing on earth, you have to come into alignment with what heaven has identified and sent you as. It is from that point that your beeper will start reading in heaven. I say, even if you are a pastor, you can pastor for long. And then after like 14 years, God will now, you do something correct, God will now tell you, that calling, start now. You will now ask God, what have I been doing? Yes, now, I think something like that happened to Kenny Hagin. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. I want to consider the number one purpose. Let's see if we can do a few. So Acts chapter 6. So the first purpose I want to consider is prayer is for training. There is a very profound revelation that we saw in the life of the apostles in the book of Acts of the Apostles. Something very great. Prayer is for apostolic training. Now, when you understand this, if you are happy, you will be praying. If you are sad, you'll be praying. If miracles happen, what will you do? If no miracle happen, what will you do? What if somebody died? It's not easy to say it. Well, that is what you should do too. Nobody will die around you in the name of Jesus. Well, let's assume your grandmother of 95 years died. What will you do that day? You pray. I'm telling you what I know. I shifted in grace. My life totally turned around because of how I responded to the consistency of priesthood around the time that my biological father died. I'm telling you, I know. As soon as that period finished, I went from, if I was doing 40, I went from 40 to 90. What we achieved in 2 years from that time is like what we have been laboring to achieve all the while, in all ramification. Why? I didn't know that there was an exam that is on to check whether I will consider what we have been brought into as a system of training. That there are teachers that is coming to class to mark attendance. I'm not saying you will do what I'm doing, but more or less, something like that can come around your life. That might not be as much as somebody dying, but should be around it. Maybe you are even a student, and then you checked your result, that you read well and saw F. What would you do that night? It's not easy. It's not easy. The day after our battle, that's what we are talking about. We are bringing it down as it's touching you. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is even the day that you need to pray, because you are in a training, you are in a class. That time you were in secondary school, do you decide, wake up today and say, Kai, I don't feel like going. Maybe in US they do that. But we that is in Africa, whether you feel like praying. In fact, I went to DMJS. It is not, I was in the boarding school. You know this food I don't want to eat today? It's a lie, yo. It's a lie. In DMJS, it's a must to eat. Like they give name, give attendance in dining room. Is it not, who went to boarding school here? Is it not true? They didn't do it in your own. In my own, they do it. In fact, if you come late, they are finished giving number. Sometimes I come for morning, come for afternoon, but night I didn't come. That's the wahala. So many of us are in dining, not because we want to eat. Whether you have money, we are in dining to my present. We just dragged ourselves there, kept our head and said, I don't come on. They will mark, because why? It is training. Say after me, training. Training. You will eat that beans. You will add gari to it. It's training. I will not lie to you. By the time I finished secondary school, I was able to run my life. Meanwhile, when they took me to DMJS the first time, I was crying for my mother. Old man crying for his mother. What kind of nonsense is that? Till they left me. When the training kicked in, I went to one place. I piam up on him. Nobody to. I have to find a way to survive. And all that. If you have me so far, say amen.
Amen.
From the time that Jesus left the apostles, from Acts chapter 1, one thing is obviously consistent. And it is that they gave themselves to prayer as if it is a normal routine. Are you getting what I'm saying? They were not praying whether anything happened. Things come. And when things face them, they pray about it, have result. But even when there is nothing facing them, they still what?
Pray.
You are now following me. So after some time, they isolated two streams of training. Two major things that is involved in apostolic training that they must have to be doing. Whether there is a need, they felt that there is a need. Whether they didn't feel that there is a need, it doesn't matter. These two things must be going on. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied and there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. That's the challenge of growth. Sometimes it's better to remain small. Is it better to remain small? Okay. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and what? Serve tables. Next verse. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, just to share food. Hey. Whom we may appoint over this business. Next verse. Let's read verse 4 together. One, two, ready, go. What after me continually.
Continually
is the key. Continually, non-stop. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer. We will give ourselves continually to what? Prayer. We had increase. Huh? Like, you came like this and maybe we had a conference and then 10,000 people came. Or maybe in our normal services, we now became 2,000 and people came and then cars everywhere. I hope you know administrative challenge has come immediately. Sometimes when I'm coming to service, I check. I say, where will I even park my car, self? How many of you have thought like this, Abby? I would say, I'm not sure there will be space. Let me leave. It's an administrative challenge. Are you getting the point now? So say, instead of us to start joking with prayer because we are having administrative challenge, let's hand it over to some people. Are you getting it? There are several administrative challenges. Yeah, several of them. The one that cropped up with these people is food. I don't know this thing about food. Yes. This thing about food. No matter how much you fast in this world, you will eat. Yes, I'm a living witness. So I have desired for food to be abolished, but it didn't work. it didn't work. Imagine happen when you near devil noon as an old hussy. I have desire for food to be abolished, but it didn't work. No matter how much you fast, you will still go back and eat. Amen. So they said, let's focus. So after me, let's focus.
Let's focus.
There are things that is part of training. There are others that are dispensable. Are you getting the point? They are important, but they are what?
Dispensable.
So we have come down to the crux of the matter and isolated two things and found out that a core part of apostolic training is to pray continually whether there is a purpose or not. Or rather, there is always a purpose, but whether there is an identifiable need for prayer or not, we will still keep what? Praying. The reason why they invest in this is because of their new understanding of how God functions in the new covenant. I have taught it here severally. According to the book of Hebrews, there are two inductees in the layout of the tabernacle of Moses, which is a mirror image of the things that is held up in the heavens, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 9. Show me Hebrews chapter 9. Start from verse 1. Don't be in a hurry. The scripture said, then verily the first covenant. Are you seeing it now? He said, then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of what? Divine service. The only challenge is that it has a worldly sanctuary. But some of the things that they are doing there, he's trying to say, that first covenant, that first thing Moses was doing, don't totally dismiss it. Because what they are doing actually represents something in heaven. Though it is not that main thing. But what they are doing, it's a type, is an image that captures a reality where? In heaven. So he's trying to say that you knowing this now will help him to explain what he wants to explain. So if he isolates something in what Moses shadowed physically, he can tell you what this thing actually means in heaven. And that can only be done by the ministry of revelation. Because how did Moses get what he got? The things that God told him to be. Mark! The things God told Moses to do. How did Moses stumble on them?
Revelation.
You are correct. So any man that we receive the capacity to interpret those things, we do so by what? You are following me. Verse 2. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was what? The candlestick, and the table, and the shoe bread, which is called what? The sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called what? The holiest of. Which had the golden censer. This is a challenge. The word that should be there is altar. If you have maybe another translation, or you have an electronic Bible, you will see a highlight there. Click it, it will show you altar. Let me tell you the challenge of the translators. Because I see some translations, we are doing some doctrinal and theological study one of the mornings in the 50 days, and I told them that the duty of a translation is to translate. The duty of a translator is not to interpret. Are you getting the point? Now, you know what is translate? You just translate it. You make out the meaning that you want from it. And the best translations should be a translation, not an interpretation. But what you need to understand is that it is men that actually translated. Now, and these men are very knowledgeable in the Bible theologically. So now what it means is that how do you get reference? How many of you have Bibles with references? How do you get reference? It means that somebody has read the Bible enough to gather together every other part in the scripture that is speaking about something that looks like this. Is it not true? Now, if that is true, it will mean that there is a somewhere in the Bible that this thing actually is. And in the place that it is, the altar is not in the holiest of all. According to the layout of the tabernacle of Moses, this altar now he's talking about is not in the holiest of all. There is only one thing there. Is the ark. That's what is there. But there is something happened. So, Paul is speaking by revelation. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes, sir. Listen to me. This teaching, I've done it a few times. Even though when I did it, the people that heard me didn't hear me. They thought they heard me, but they didn't hear me. But nonetheless, I will keep saying it till it becomes a common thing. Now, what is happening here is this. When the veil was torn, it became obvious by what Paul wrote here that some infrastructures that was not formerly part of the holiest of all were what? Inducted in. And one of the major things that was inducted into the holiest of all was the altar of incense. What does it represent now? It means that prayer in the new covenant is a product that is cooked in the spirit and by the spirit. Are you following me now? So God now wants prayer to be the duties of the altar to be a duty of the holiest of all. It is not just something that we use our mental capacity and execute. Read a book and say you have prayed. No. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. You're talking to your mate. Except you are reading that thing and encounter the person. If not, you are just reading note. You are just reading out a note. Are you getting? I'm not saying, you know, you can be reading that thing and then something clicks inside. That thing that clicked inside is what God took, not what you are reading with your mouth. Are you getting where I'm going?
Yes.
Now that you have picked the fact that God ordained that New Testament business should be done from the Spirit, let's get back to my scripture. Get back before I came here. Quickly, help me. But we give ourselves continually to prayer.
So because they understood that prayer in the new covenant, when it's done well, is something that is done in the spirit and by the spirit. Do you know what it means? It means if the Holy Spirit is the one empowering your engagement, then even if your mind is unfruitful, that this is what we mean by mind being unfruitful, according to Paul, even if you don't know sometimes the reason why you prayed for that 1 hour when you felt ventilation, the Holy Spirit that energized you to pray knows why he put you to that prayer. Are you getting where I'm going now? Because they now know that there can be a continuous and spontaneous work of the Holy Spirit as we engage prayer, they now enlarged their house as a place where prayer can be going on and allow the Holy Spirit to decide what should be done. Are you getting where I'm going now? What should be done by the incense that they generated? There are days that there can be an obvious need. Follow me. Are you getting what I'm saying? Like the when Peter was arrested. Are you getting the point? It is obvious. But there are days that it might not be clear like that. But they kept praying. They prayed continually. Doesn't mean that there is no need again. But they, in this new covenant, decided to divest their capacity to decide the direction that the impact of their prayer should go and invested that to the government of the Holy Spirit. Are you seeing it now? So sometimes when those people begin to pray, you will notice that instead of... Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Jua, are you with me now? Now you notice that if you divest, if you give the Holy Spirit that government, you will notice that sometimes when he takes over, we can pray for 6 months and none of us had car. But all of us grew in our knowledge of God. Hello? Are you not getting where I'm going now? So we allow the Holy Spirit to decide where to push the impact, where to push this incense of prayer that we are generating. You can decide where to push it, oh, you are not all with me. Yes, but they understood in apostolic prayer training class that when you get there, that the first thing you learn is to learn how to leave the Holy Spirit to decide the direction of the prayer. To decide where to generate, to push the incense. Whether it touches you or not, whether it involves you or not, whether it has result now or not, what do we do? We keep praying. You are now with me. We keep praying. So if they wake up today and miracles happen, they will keep praying. If it didn't happen, they will what? Keep praying. If there is a prayer point that is clear that came up, they will pray about it. If there is none, they will still what? That means prayer for them is a training. Everybody must pass through the training of prayer to qualify as a member of the apostolic circle. It doesn't matter your job. If you come and say, our own is not prayer, you have not learned it. Start from chapter 1 of the book of Acts. They even called Mary the mother of Jesus. Esther Jacinta. Mary. Who? Mary, who? I'm being quiet so that the colleagues will not run away. But I'm just reading Bible for you. And then I will leave it like that. Show me that place, Acts chapter 1. It's for training. I think it's in verse 14. That's correct. These all continued. They have called all their names. He said, these all continued with one accord. What? In prayer. And they continued. In prayer, this prayer thing, they continued in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. I know you don't know how important it is for scripture to mention with the women here. Because of how much civilization has gotten to, you don't know how critical. It is a very serious thing that the scripture clearly said that the women are here. For now, it is not so serious for us because we have gotten to a point where we have understood many things. But for them, he said, with the women, and call the kind of women that is there. They need to call the kind of women that is there. He said, with the women and the and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren, Jesus Christ. If I'm from a particular denomination, I want this verse to be blotted out from the Bible. Because he revealed too much. This looks blasphemous. What do you think? When you consider some things, consider. But let the Bible say the truth. Let every man be a liar.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Acts chapter 2 verse 42. Show me. Everywhere you go, everywhere, people are praying everywhere in the Bible. Everywhere you go is prayer meeting up and down. Everywhere you go in the Bible, they are calling prayer meeting. Call prayer meeting. Call prayer meeting. Coming, it was not enough. They went to heaven and called prayer meeting. Yes, now the Holy Spirit helps you to intercede. Where is he? Where is he? Calling you to prayer meeting. Prayer everywhere. So after me, prayer everywhere.
Prayer everywhere.
Some people said that they won't pray on earth. I pray you make it to heaven. Because when you make it to heaven, what will you do there? You are going to pray. So it's better I learn, I culture my soul on earth to this prayer. The way they gave themselves to prayer and the word is obvious that this thing will not end on this earth. If it will end here, God will not, Jesus will not emphasize on that too much. Because he knew that the investment that comes from here cannot die here. Yes, now. If you're with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
I saw one video where soldiers are in a class and they were teaching them one complex subject on the board. Somebody wrote, he said, person leave university, join soldier. They still carry board, give them. The reason why he ran away and went and entered soldier war is to collect gun and be shooting. They still carried him to class and they are teaching him. It is possible they are teaching them algorithm or something complex. Huh? Person wrong. That's why I came here. I ran. It happened to me. I studied food science and technology. And in UNN, you know, when people hear food science, they say, Kai, it's easy. Easy waiting. Until one day I saw one course, fluid mechanics. I said, am I an engineering student? What's happening to you? I did chemistry, did Schrodinger's equation. I did chemistry to 300 level. Not physical chemistry and organic chemistry, 300 level. What didn't I do? I did biochemistry to their 400 level. I did MCB to their 300-400 level. I did engineering. I did, what didn't I did physics. I did statistics. I was hanging everywhere. After some time, why am I here? Who sent me here? I should have just chosen one. Because if I did engineering, I would just stay one side, maybe electrical, or and just be solving my math. And I would leave. What am I doing in physics? That's the thing. There are some things, you say, let's heavenly rest. I know go tired. Heavenly rest. I know. Some of the things you are running to escape from, they are not dying, they are transcendent. The gift of time was given to you to master them because they will keep needing them. I don't want to teach you. Maybe one of these days we will labor into the purpose of God in the ages. you will find out that this age is unique. It is unique in the sense that it has the ability to teach eternal things in a short period of time. You didn't know what I just said, but nonetheless, leave it. Maybe one day. In a short period of time, you can learn something about God that is eternal. It is not and will not be the same in ages to come. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Let me give you a literal example so that your eye will open and pursue God now on time. Before you learned this prayer thing, do you know you have been struggling with prayer for years? Some of you 5 years, some of you 10 years, 15 years. And in 1 year, 2 years, you entered into a measure of mastery. It means that there is something that can be done in this age. And it is possible that you can appear in another age, that it will take long. I don't know how those age will be structured. Maybe like 200 years to learn how to do worship. To learn how to pick songs. You know this one, you say, I sense the mind of God. If you like, don't master how to inhabit the voice. Which heaven are you going to? Go and read your revelation and tell me which heaven you are going to. You're going to finish supper and festival and celebration. You go back to your house that is on earth. Read your Bible and be clear. Go and finish celebration, festival, and all that. Another, you are coming back. Which heaven? Kaguna Chineke Zoa Kwa and honor. Let me pause that. If I say one thing, it will make me explain two things. Should I say? I will not say in Alamola. If you are a madola, you are not an Igbo person. You go buy Igbo before. You go buy Igbo.
Yes, sir.
You go for Psalms. Nandi mehela agora game again. Amen. Look at this scripture. Let's read Acts chapter 2, verse 42. 1, 2, ready, go. And what? You need to know what happened before here. They kept praying. By the time they get to chapter 4, they persecuted and did everything. They went back and still prayed. That's how they kept praying, as if they don't have a job. They kept praying up and down. Kept praying everywhere. No matter what happens, they are praying. And I'm found out that this prayer is for the purpose of training. You know why? They baptize everybody into this prayer. They can't really accept you into their clan and camp as one of them until you pass the regime of prayer. Come and tell me, Apostle, I want a double portion of what you carry. Apostle, I've seen the way God is using you in Eastern Nigeria. You need to show me the way. I'm just saying, the way he is in the open. You don't want to pray with me, want me to show you the way. That's how magicians rose up. People want something that doesn't want, they see the clear thing before you, but they, when they look at it, they say, do I need to pray? Because you show me the way now. That's what my wife used to tell me now. She would tell me that ministry is not hard. Is this my own? Is this my own? Maybe I will discuss with her. We'll find an easier way. You need to stop this prayer and then. So I say, glory. Someone came and told me many stories. On social media, there are many. Anyone, if I ever find a way of stumbling on anyone, if I respond to a lot of people's messages, But the way I respond might vary. If I go through 500 messages, I might succeed in deleting 450. That's the way I do. Once I look at it, I say, look at this unserious person. Delete. As soon as I read it, I know you are not serious. If I actually tell you what you need to do, you can't do it. So there is no need bothering myself. So they just want response. Say he responded another. So maybe you tell people to be doing that and then they will be doing automatic response to you. One guy now said, Apostle, anything you tell me to do, I say, okay, come to Newe and pray with us. You know what he interpreted? He'd come to Newe and say, tell me the day. I say, did you actually read what I sent you? I say, come and pray. That's what I'm doing here. You say, come and see me. See who? Some of them actually came to see me and came here and saw me praying. And the brother, you know the way we do it here. They saw the brother. Nobody, no time, no space. They park one side. You waiting for when apostle will finish the prayer and come and see them. That time will never come. As you are waiting for me, I'm waiting for you too. I'm waiting for the day you will realize that the first thing that is done to you as part of your training in the apostolic circle is to throw you to the river of prayer. It will sieve you for how long the Holy Ghost decides that your case needs. For some people, after 3 weeks, it's okay. For some people, 3 years. Some people, my mother said, thank God. For some people, 3 months. Because of our intensity here, because of the way God is doing, because our own is an outpouring. If you bend to what we are doing, 3 years, 3 months, your name will come out. Even if all the case is not solved, 3 months, I forgot, Potter. We will now start tracing your... So some people came here and told me that Apostle, I used to come to tell, I said, I've not seen you. There is no way I can't see you if your name is thrown out. I'm not a blind shepherd. I know what I'm doing. Leave it. I know what I'm doing. See this thing. I'm not boasting. I know what I'm doing. If you bend to this thing, I will see you. One day in the night, you will just appear. And I will start asking questions. What of that sister? I don't know her name. Your name came up. Telling me this. You know, now pray. Looking for shortcut. Shortcut that the Bible didn't give me. You want me to give you? You are in a training, my friend. Bend down and pray. Stop asking me when it's going to end. I don't know. Even me, I don't know when your prayer will end. I don't know when your training is ending. You are asking me. Am I the owner? The Bible says Jesus told them before he left. He said, this thing you are asking me is in the power of the Father. I'm not the one holding your scrolls. If they read your scrolls and tell me one or two things, I will help and tell you. But I'm not the one holding your destiny. It's gone. You play for me. So we throw everybody because we don't know you. Just because you came here with a lot of troubles doesn't mean that the one that came without trouble is better than you. If only you can submit to it. Are you getting the point? Then we keep praying. Listen to me. If you go to Enugu or your center, reduce your counseling session. Increase your prayer session. Reduce your counseling. That's why he may stress you. Some pastors are not wise. So maybe it's because of the kind of person you are. your counseling, those people coming for counseling for you, they are draining you. Everybody wants to see apostle. Nobody wants to pray. Come and see me now. You must pray that. You must pray. Don't come. If you come here, I put you to prayer. If you don't like it, go. If you don't want to pray, go. I don't want you. Some people think they don't like hearing some things. Nobody is telling you the truth. That's why God anointed me. To tell people what they don't want to hear.
I want to pray, saying you want to come and see me.
Who cares what you think? Who cares your opinion?
You want to sow seed? Keep that nonsense money. Your soul is more important than your money.
Meanwhile, in case you don't know, there are people pursuing God that is given as if they as a privilege. A young man met me recently. He said, I like the way he addresses me. You know the way he addresses me? Everybody has the way, his own revelation. Say, Dad. Hey, I was saying, wow. The thing sounds sweet. I'm not like, just feel one cougar. Say, Dad. I feel like those American dads. Say, Dad. When he said, Dad, I said, Kai. The village father here. I said, nah. Something you telling me, oh God, dear. I said, but let's, you know, say, Dad. Somebody said, Dad. Because I know the one I'm used to is bulldozer own. And my son, I got own. Yes, my father. That's what I'm used to.
Somebody say, Dad. There is Dad, and there is,
yes, my father.
Both of them are useful. They have their place. So me, I'm used to, yes, my father. When I saw Dad, the brutal man wanted to read. I said, it'd be like, you have to open to. Some voice was telling me, you have to open to some things. Say, Dad, I'm supporting the prayer and prophetic conference with $500,000. So I said, Dad. I just love God. When I see you, there is nothing. I've taken this as a burden. And when I hear what you said, I feel you are talking. I said, that's it. That's what I want to hear.
Meanwhile,
The
Holy Ghost will catch them in the night. When they are sending the prayers, they will hear. Because the only way to hear, listen to me, you can't get me to beg you. You can't, I will not manipulate you from, we have need, I can't. That's why I'm pushing you to prayer, because I know there is a one that can talk to you. And the only place he can speak to you is ascension. There is a brother that said it, that he's afraid of ascending. Yes, now some of you know what I'm saying. If you ascend well, Holy Ghost will tell you to apologize to your wife. That's why people are afraid of ascending now. That's why we are saying this thing. If you ascend well, the Holy Ghost will tell you. He will tell you. You know what I'm saying. He will tell you. If I'm clean now. Why are you well? It's ascension. When you ascend, you forgive. Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
Oh. When you ascend, you give.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes, I'm telling you what I do. Is when I ascend, when I finish, let me not open my secret. But I know many of you do it, because sometimes people send me things around 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. And we know this is a byproduct of ascension. I know they touched God in the spirit and he gave them instructions. And I became a beneficiary of their obedience. Is it not true? That's how it happens. Men that don't hear God, if you like, don't throw them to prayer. They will never hear God for themselves. You will struggle and struggle and struggle praying for them. They will never give to your ministry because their ears are deaf, until you become a magician that will manipulate them before they give. But when men are trained to hear God for themselves, one day in the place of their prayer, God will tell them, that money in your account is not your own. Is it not people that hear that you can speak? They are trained in the apostolic circle. Train them in prayer for long. One day you will see people, they will just be selling their land and dropping it. You didn't tell them. You are struggling to teach people to be holy, struggling to tell them to give. Put them in prayer first. If you are with me so far, say amen. First training that prayer brings, number one, I found out that prayer trains the heart in capacity. You will notice it. Prayer what? Trains the heart in capacity. Casey Solomon, don't worry. You have seen it on the film. You went there, you find out that your heart lacks the capacity to carry heavy things. There are things God can't tell you. You are sensing, how many of you it has happened to you? You'll be sensing God wants to tell you something. Have you not noticed that in the seasons when you sense, hello? Has it not happened to you, Chinwe? You sense God wants to speak to you, wants to do something. How do you normally respond? Is it not to go to prayer and fasting? It means that the capacity to actually interface with that broadcast from heaven is given to a capacity. That capacity is not there. So you already assume that probably if I fast for 2 days or 3 days and pray more, God will speak. Meanwhile, God is the one already pushing you. You already feel as if he wants to speak. That means he is the one that has taken the initiative. It is the response that is given to you. It wouldn't have been necessary for him to keep telling you he will speak. He would have spoken directly if the capacity to interface is already in your heart. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
People, when you come in an environment where people have been trained and they are kept trained by prayer, you will notice that the things that heaven wants to do will become natural in their midst. God will not need introduction to come now. Is it not true? He can come in the morning. He can come in the afternoon. We can be in a service like this. Suddenly it can change. We don't need to... Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You don't need to specially prepare for things to happen. All of you are here. You have seen it. There are services we had that is something else. I did not prepare for it. In the day that I prepared, it's not as if something did not happen. It happened, but some of the days that heaven kissed the earth here, my brother, I ate well that day. The days that I'm on 3, 4 days, 5 days fasting, I was even too tired. If let me reveal my secret. If I'm on a very serious fast, I don't even try to do things because you need the energy. Physical energy. So I normally teach a lot. That time I'll be teaching quietly, so because I've measured my strength. Have you seen me preach some minister sometimes? That Holy is one plate of food. Oh, you think it's only spiritual power they use? Yes, no. If it is not that I've trained myself for years to function in minimal, I've known how to maximize my energy. Eh? If not, try it. Sometimes you lead prayer for 1 hour. A brother met me after leading prayer for 1 hour. He's not a brother, he's God's love. He's probably watching me now. He met me at the back. He said, "Papa, I feel like I'm faint." I said, it's a good thing. You are not the first person. You are not many people here, even to them, many people, many times. There are days finished leading prayer and felt like fainting. Then you agree it. Is it not true? It's normal now. Felt like fainting. Trains the heart in capacity. You will not realize when your heart has increased in capacity. Prayer trains your heart in capacity. If you keep praying, even without a prayer point, you keep praying, keep touching, keep ascending. The more you gain ascension and pray, anytime you pray, you gain ascension. Stay there for some time. Gain ascension, stay there. You notice that after some time, your heart will be trained in capacity. Number two, training. That it does. Prayer trains the anointing in its function. You can have an anointing that is either dormant or functioning in minimal capacity. You don't even know how to operate it. But you notice that when you keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, the more you pray over the years, the more that anointing starts becoming stronger. Hello, has it happened to you? The more you become stronger, it's not just stronger, the more you start seeing the way it works. Is it not when you were praying, you notice that your hand normally shake, your hand started shaking? Sometimes when you started praying, a part of your body will be burning. Since you people are not responding. Is it not true? It is in prayer you started noticing it. Then when you do another thing, you still notice it happen. But it first happened when you prayed. Are you getting it? Then you notice it happen another time. You now say, okay. So it was prayer that trained that anointing out to function in the open. It would have been dormant inside of you and nothing will happen to it. And the more you are praying, the more the skills in that anointing will be increasing. The capacity to flow in it will be increasing. Will be increasing. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. It's number two. Number three, because of time. I think this one should have been number one. Prayer, that sometimes you don't like anything, you're normal. But when you kept praying, notice that when you charge in prayer, you become bold. Hello, has it happened to you? When you charge in prayer, you become bold. That means that naturally you are not this kind of person, but prayer trained you. In fact, initially when you pray, you become bold. But when you pray for long, you don't need to pray to become bold. It seems as if you now morphed into another person. Yes, sir. Is it not true? Yes, sir. Before, you need to charge to enter into it. Charge, enter into it. But when you pray, train in prayer for long, you now become that thing. You no more charge into it. You have now what? Become it. Are you blessed now?
Yes,
let me give one or two more. Prayer trains the senses in spiritual insensitivity. Prayer trains the senses. Prayer trains the senses. These eyes can be trained in what not to do and what to do.
You can train the senses. When a man prays for long, his senses become sharper. In fact, some people, their own go as far as manifesting in such a way that they can actually smell demonic presence, smell affliction, smell things. You can train your senses in prayer to the point that you can detect when something is off. You can detect by noticing that there is an intrusion in the... Have you prayed for 3 hours on your own straight? Why are you doing as if you are not sure? There is a way you pray for long like that. There is an environment that thing created. If something punctures it, you can know without seeing a vision that there is an intrusion. So if somebody comes close to you and something punctures it, you finish praying and you are feeling joy. Suddenly, after interacting with somebody, you start feeling sad. You can know, even if the person is smiling, that the person is up, has a spirit of heaviness and sadness. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
I think we are going to stop today. Tomorrow we continue. Can you bend down your head and say, Lord, I give my heart to your training in this period. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to become stronger and better in the capacities and abilities that you have put in me. In Jesus' mighty name. 10th to 14th of April is our prayer and prophet. Now, we are calling for sacrifices towards that financially. But as we finished talking about it yesterday, somebody gave us something significant today. Amen. God bless that person. If you have that kind of person, 10, and they give, the whole thing will be over. And will no more disturb you. In Jesus' mighty name. Okay, this is the flyer. An exceeding great army. Apostle Femi Lazarus will be there. Evangelist Tuchanya will be there. Evangelist Vincent Chukwukel will be there. Pastor Tony Ritchie will be there. Minister Welt will be there. In Jesus' mighty name. So the registrations are on. Make sure you are registered. The way I'm looking at it, there will be a lot of stuff. It will be very, very heavy one. I'm feeling as if we need to do a 24 hours before that August. I'm feeling. No, not. We will not have before April. You know, the next 24 hours should be in August or September. Feeling we should bring it down.
Yes, sir.
This prayer that Satan is not happy with, let's be praying it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
An exceeding great army.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Udejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Udejiku. God bless you.